Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I am your hostess, Stephanie J, and I am so excited just to have another day, another opportunity to say thank you. As the word of God tells us in Psalm 118, verse 24, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know about you, but I am rejoicing today and I am glad about it. And what does it mean to rejoice? Well, the dictionary tells us that it means to experience joy and gladness in a high degree, to be exhilarated with lively and pleasurable sensations, and also to exalt. And my acronym for rejoice is REACH every day for the joy offered in Christ to everyone. Yes, I needed to do that. It's been quite some time since I've actually opened up. Even I'm not doing my theme song right now entitled A Brand New Day with Stephanie J. This is a song that I have on my SoundCloud page. I did many years ago, wrote and recorded this. And it's entitled Sing a New Song. And it just happens to be a song that I really like. And so I thought I'd start off with that today because that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling it all over me, just singing and doing new things in this new season of my life. And I am enjoying all of it. All I'm asking myself these days is, girl, what took you so long? Well, I know. I don't even want to go there. I know the detours and I know the things that have prevented or even tried to prevent me from getting to this place. But this is one time I think that adage saying definitely comes into play for me. Better late than never. And I don't know about you. I hope and I pray that all is well with you, with yours, in your world. I am not going to be long. I am not even going to really do an episode. There was something that struck me when I was reading one of the very many books that I'm currently reading right now. And I just thought, you know what? That's something that I would like to share. And so before I do that, let me just tell you where my podcast can be heard, and it is on definitely Anchor. It is definitely on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Jiosavin, that's Jiosaavn, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, and did I say Pandora? I don't know. I'm not looking at the list or even my phone that has all of my apps on it, but I think that's enough for you to get the idea. And the song that I'm playing on SoundCloud is under my page, which is S. Dion J. I have an older one that I'm not sure. I think I put it under Stephanie Johnson or Stephanie J. But anywho, oh, I am still celebrating my baby boy, Christian, turned 13 this past Friday. What a blessing. He is finally a teenager, and he has been really, really looking forward to this for quite some time. He talks about it a lot. And so it was exciting that that day finally arrived. And now I have a teenager in the house. And it's all good because he's one of the good ones. And so we had a great time, you know, celebrating his birthday. And, you know, I think he did pretty well for a you know, a 13-year young child, Christian's always being showered with gifts. He's just such a loving kid and so grateful for everything. And so I think he made out pretty well. He's actually working on something right now. He was finishing up his lessons, or I would probably have him in here talking about his day. Maybe we'll do that another time. But he ended up going to his favorite spot, Dave and Buster's, which I begged him, please come up with something else that you would like to do. And he didn't. So we went there into an all-you-can-eat restaurant, which is a pretty much a place that we frequent as a family. Not my favorite. It's his dad's and pretty much his. But that was what he chose on his day. And so we did switch it up a little bit by going to a Dave and Buster's in a different location that we don't normally go to. And so he enjoyed that. And for his gifts, he received an email from his brother, Rashan. I talk about him and I play his music from time to time off of SoundCloud under SMNS. He's my Temple University graduate. And he mailed his brother a very, very heavy Marvel comics encyclopedia. He knows that Christian is into those things when it comes to his drawings and movies and things that he makes on his very successful YouTube channel. And he sent them some type of, he'll get mad if I say the wrong name. It's not a bobblehead, but it's like a Star Wars. I think it's called a Funko Pop, and it lights up, and it's like a, I don't know, mandolin, something like that off Star Wars. Christian thinks that's really cool. And then he and his sister, Niche, they mailed him out a digital camera. Actually, an upgraded one with the entire system, you know, the kit, the stand, and all of that. I had purchased him the same camera, only gold. They sent the black one about two Christmases ago. And so, you know, we're constantly adding to and, you know, getting this kid ready for his dream of movie directing. He's so excited about it. And his dad bought him a laptop computer because his computer messed up a few months ago. Got a really, really nice Asus VivoBook. It's like a 17-inch screen, which I suggested that he get a bigger screen because of all of the things that Christian does on the laptop. And I have a small screen Samsung. And so Christian was using that for a while, but actually took over it pretty much. Yeah, he took over it like he does all of my technology. And so he's very happy with that. And I have my computer back. And Mom wanted to do something a little different. Yeah, I bought him a Lego set. He still does Legos at 13. He has about maybe 7 different Lego sets. But I bought him one that's cars, you know, 2 sports cars. He already put those together, and I bought him a watch. He's taken up a fascination with watches since I bought him one for Christmas and one afterwards. And so makes him feel really like a teenager. He's really enjoying that pretty metallic blue and black sports watch. So, but I wanted to do something a little different. And so what I did was I set up our publishing. We're starting a book publishing company together using our middle names, Dion, because he is named after me. And I sent him an email wishing him a happy birthday from that email, letting him know that Dion is in business. And I also uploaded and published his very first novel on Amazon, KPD. I did it for him because you have to be 18
in order to actually get paid from Amazon. And we definitely want him to get paid. And so I just went on and published his book under my account. And he was so thrilled and so excited about that. The title of his book is called Roundhouse. We're still in the proofing stage. We ordered the initial copy so that he could read through it, make sure it's the way that he wants. But my son, my homeschool child, my little prodigy, at the age of 13, just turned 13, is now a proud published author. And the awesome thing about this is that he actually created his own characters. He drew his own characters. And so the cover actually entails the real Roundhouse created by Christian. So I'm extremely proud about that. And we're still doing a little celebrating here and there because we were so full after dinner. We didn't have ice cream and cake. And then I went and I bought him some ice cream, and I wasn't really trying to have ice cream. And so we stopped yesterday and we picked up some cupcakes. And so we're having cupcakes and ice cream, but all good, all good, all good. Just celebrating all of the newness, all of the changes, some things I'm just not even going to get into. I am sitting here in my studio closet and I have in here a box of my books that I just recently ordered from Amazon. I have five paperback books, and then I have several, like 17, 18 just digital ebooks in one series. But I also just recently published another book, and I got my copy on over the weekend, and it's called My Philly Style Recipes Mom Loved, and a subtitle, And Would Have Were She Still Alive. And so I'm proud of that. It's a little memoir about my mom and, you know, various family members and surrounding her love of food and, you know, the various connections and some humorous stories about my mom, something that I just always wanted to do in her memory. And so that task is accomplished and I am moving on. I have some others in the works. I have other books and a new podcast in the works, different platform. Just staying busy and just enjoying life, enjoying my freedom, enjoying and embracing all of the new changes. Just about getting through. I mentioned some things going on in my home, some legal issues and things that I have been dealing with. I talked about the new management team that came in, and, you know, the guy basically said, you know, dub us the A-team because, you know, we get things done. And so I said, yeah, I agreed wholeheartedly. When they came in, they hit the ground running. They did a lot of things in-house that needed to be done, but there's kind of like an outstanding issue that I just kind of have to wait and see how the matter falls. But right now I'm going to say they're at a B and kind of working down to a C, but in all, I'm still satisfied about the work that was taken care of, because what it has done, it has freed me up immensely. And I'm hoping and I'm praying that I do not have to continue on with the legal side of the situation. But I'm telling you, I have been experiencing so much more joy and freedom, and I'm getting so much done. I am in like my fourth online class. I'm taking management information systems, and I'm already excited about this class. I've signed on about two times and did some of the videos and some of the work, you know, reading the textbooks and stuff. And it's just a really, really interesting and exciting topic. So I'm in the midst of that. And then, as usual, I am always reading something downstairs underneath my closet where we store stuff. I have file cabinets down there, and I have a bag full of new books. I have books that we purchase at the bookstore. I have every device that I have, from my tablet. I have 3 phones. I have a laptop. Oh, the laptop doesn't have Kindle yet, but all of my devices, I have Kindle on. I am an avid reader. I have to have my books. And although I enjoy the electronic, I still like to hold books in my hands. And so I've been to a few libraries these last few weeks, and I just cannot stop picking up books. My son said to me yesterday, we were at another location that we don't normally go to. And I said, well, I still have a library card here. And I mean, I haven't been there in probably about 3 years now. So I just checked it to see. And, you know, the lady was like, yeah, your library card is fine. Why did I walk out of there with about 7 or 8 books? I came back to the table where my son was working on his laptop. He just shook his head. He said, I mean, you just literally left his table, went over there, and you come back with all of these books. Unbelievable. So, yeah, I'm definitely in my spare time or in the midnight hours. Wee hours in the morning when I can't sleep, I get up and I read. You remember the program back in school? Reading is fundamental, the RIF program. My children went through that in school. Reading is definitely fundamental, and it is such a relaxing activity. And so, you know, if you don't read, give it a try. If you don't like to read, find something that you might like to read and just give it a try. It is so beneficial. I won't even get into all of the benefits of how it stretches your mind. It stretches your brain. You gain new insights. You see other points of views. It's just so much that I enjoy about reading, and I just absolutely love it. I think it's an awesome, awesome gift to be able to read. And I am just so grateful and so thankful for all of the publishers out there. It is definitely not easy. I'm someone who has been writing for many, many years. I have been self-publishing for several years. I have a music publishing company that's, you know, I'm kind of rebuilding that through ASCAP and branching that off. And, you know, the book publishing, I've been self-publishing for years now, and it's just not easy. It's a lot of work entailed. People don't understand unless you actually, you know, undertake these types of projects and tasks. It might seem simple. Even the smallest book takes work. I mean, even from the writing and the editing and re-editing and rereading and changing this and changing that, and, you know, publishing it is easier now because you can do it through other outlets like I do with Amazon. But you still have to do the work. I design all my covers. I mean, everything. It takes work. And so for me, I'm sitting here and the box is open, and I have 5, you know, my 5 books are framed in the hallway, the walkway where you walk in. And just to walk past that large picture, my husband and my son actually did that for me. One holiday last year, they decided to take my books and frame them so that I could post them. And I have a few books on my desk. I mean, for me, it's just a good feeling to see what I've been able to accomplish. I took those thoughts, those emotions, those feelings, I conveyed them into words, I typed them out, I printed them out, put them in book format. Bam, I can read my thoughts and share them with others. And so for me, it's just a feeling of satisfaction. And it brings me to the very thing that I signed on for. I'm going to share just a little tidbit of a book that I was reading. I know most of you are familiar with Dr. Phil from, you know, Oprah's show, and then he has his own show. I've seen him in the past and I've heard a few things from him. Never really got into any of, you know, his materials or whatever. But I found 2 books, actually 3, because I just picked up another one in the library yesterday. But he had a book called Life Code. I read most of that. And then I found a book entitled Self Matters, Creating Your Life from the Inside Out by Philip C. McGraw, PhD. So I'm always reading materials like this. I love learning, adapting new ideas. Sometimes it's not relevant to me or where I am or what I've been through, but I gain insight. And being a person who's constantly talking with people, sometimes end up counseling or doing consultations with people. Like when I was at the book fair a few weeks ago, young lady, she's a pretty, I'm gonna say she's young. I'm thinking Teresa's about maybe in her late 20s, early 30s. But we struck up a conversation through the bookstore owner. And as we were sitting there talking, he was telling her about Christian and mentioning some things that I did. So she started asking questions. And she said, oh, I love finding out about new people and what you do. So she was asking a lot of questions. And then I turned the tables and I started asking her questions. And that turned into a free consultation because I started, you know, encouraging her on, you know, starting to write. She was saying how she feels a little uneasy putting her thoughts down and you know, just sensitive about what people might read or what they think and things like that. And so we ended up talking for a good, probably close to an hour. And he was just sitting there, the owner, he was sitting there laughing and smiling like, okay, she's going to be on you now. And you done open up that door. And I was giving her some advice and she was like, oh, that sounds great. Oh, maybe I can do that or whatever. And she ended up asking me for my number. She was like, can I call you sometimes? Maybe we could do coffee. Or I said, well, I don't really drink coffee. Once in a while, I do iced coffee. But, you know, we can get together. And so I end up talking to a lot of people where I can use this information. And so that's why I'm sharing it today in case someone out there needs to hear this. And so, again, the book is entitled Self Matters, Defining These Authentic Self is his chapter 2. And I just want to read a little bit. He says, now I hate to start off sounding critical, the first rattle out of the box, but if we're going to make a difference in your life, and I hope that is something that we are all constantly, I know I'm doing that. That is always my aim. And to make a difference in the lives of others. So if it weren't for that, I would not be taking the time to share this. So he says, I have to tell you the truth as I see it. As the old saying goes, you can BS, and you know what that stands for, your friends, and I'll BS mine, but let's not BS each other. What you're about to read is my view of how most people live. When I say live, I mean their personal, private experience of life, not the image they project. No one will know if I'm right about you but you. I'm not asking that you substitute my judgment for your own, but I'm asking that you weigh what I have to say carefully. I'm also asking that you be totally honest with yourself, even if it's scary to admit certain things about yourself and your life. Remember, you cannot change what you do not acknowledge. Here's how I see it. If your life is like that of most people in this world, and in fact, like mine used to be, you may be, whether you know it or not, smooth out of control. It may not look that way to other people, but so much for appearances. We don't care about what others want for you right now. Our focus has to be totally on what you want. There will be plenty of time to balance it all later. Like the duck that looks so smooth and graceful as it glides across the glassy pond, you're doing okay at a surface level. But think about what that same duck is doing below the waterline. It's kicking and reaching in a chaotic contrast to its seemingly effortless surface appearance, such as life. Just for the sake of argument, fantasize with me for a moment. I wonder what you might choose for yourself if all of a sudden you could just rewrite the script of your life from as early as you might want, right up until now. If you hadn't been pulled into the suck hole of life with all of its messages, traps of responsibilities and expectancies, if you hadn't inherited the status quo, if you weren't born into a certain family and station in life and weren't buried so deep that you seem to have no choices, what would you choose? What would you choose if you weren't financially strapped? For example, living paycheck to paycheck. Thank God I got out of that years ago. Or didn't have so many people depending on you. If you weren't chronically overweight and tired, how would you live differently? If instead of being trapped, you had the opportunity to shape your life around who you really are and what really defines you and matters to you, what would your life be like? How and what would you change? What if you questioned what difference it really makes which car you drive, where you live, how much money you earn, or why it matters whether some person likes or doesn't like you? Thank God I've been delivered from that years ago. Given a second chance, would you change things or would you decide that the familiar was safer and you just stick with what you had? Would you grab the second chance or would you choke at the last minute, afraid to venture into something new? Would you settle for what you have because you fear that there is nothing else out there for you? You are about to find out that these are not just hypothetical questions. You are about to discover that you have a whole lot more choice about what happens in your life than what you could ever imagine. And so I think that's self-explanatory. I'm going to stop there. I am in the third or the fourth chapter, but I wanted to go back there just to give you some food for thought. If any of that is relevant to you, I am so glad and I'm so grateful to be able to say that I am not living my life for anyone else but me. I did what my pastor taught me years ago, and it took me a long time to get the message. He used to tell me all the time, Stephanie, you got to be delivered from people. And then I started to think all of the things that I've been through. Who was there for me? Who was paying my bills? Who was taking care of mine? Who was raising my children? Who was helping me? No, nobody comes to mind but Jesus. And I have a few people, mainly friends, not even necessarily family members, that were there in some instances. But I'm happy to say today that where I am, I wouldn't take nothing from my journey, as my grandmother used to say, because I've learned so much and I'm at a point and a place in my life where I am happy with where I am. I'm happy and content with what I have, where I'm headed. I'm grateful for all of the new relationships, the new opportunities, the new people, the new places I've been. I'm always excited about learning new things. I'm excited about still being able to give, to be able to do the things that I do on my own terms. Nobody owns me. Nobody controls me. Nobody owns my time. Nobody even owns my child's time. So I am definitely up out of that trap. And so what I wanted to do is just share that with whoever will appreciate it, whoever will accept it. Maybe you might want to go and get the book, look the book up, even just do a sample of it. I get samples on my Kindle. I don't know how you read, if you do, but it's just some good food for thought. What would you choose? What would you do given the opportunity? And more importantly, as I end this, are you in control of your life or is someone else in control of your life? Only you know the answers to that. And I'm going to end it right here because I have to get back into some things, but you be blessed until the next time. We'll be right back.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time is appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I am your hostess, and I am delighted to be able to welcome you on this day to another episode. And the Bible that I read, it tells me that this is the day that the Lord has made, and that I should rejoice and be glad in it. And I am definitely rejoicing. I am so grateful and just so thankful for this day. And I don't know about you, but I hope you feel the same way. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're engaging in at this moment, but I just pray that all is well for you. And I'm just so grateful that you took some time out of your schedule to join me on this day. Before I get started, I am playing an instrumental from my son on his SoundCloud page under SMNS, all caps. And this is one of my favorite instrumentals from him, entitled Dusty. And I'm just very proud, just so grateful for him. Such a wonderful young man. But he just let me know last week that he just purchased his new homeowner in his 20s. Just a blessing. I'm so proud of my children. So very, very proud of them. And Christian, as I said, 13, just turned 13. He is a published author on Amazon, and we are all very proud of him. You know, God has blessed me so, so tremendously, and I can't help but be thankful this morning. And before I get started, let me just quickly tell you where my podcast can be picked up on Anchor, of course, Spotify, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Castbox, Geosavin, that's Giosaavn, Pandora, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And did I say Deezer? Deezer is another one. And thanks to all who make it possible for us to have these wonderful platforms out there. So I'm going to clip this at the moment. That was like my favorite part coming, and I'll probably have to go back and, you know, play some of that before I end this. But just wanted to talk a little bit. I said on a few prior episodes that, you know, I basically done too much work over the years, you know, with these podcasts, building it and building the platforms. And I've been, you know, busy and working on a lot of other things, but I'm not ready to let this go. And I've been trying to get back into a steady rhythm or flow, but my schedule these days has just been filled up. Let's just say filled up. And I am here. It is a Sunday. I am typically not even in the house around this time on a Sunday. I just made up my mind this morning. I got up and I went out for a little bit, but I came back, and boy, oh boy, I don't know about where you are. I was just so amazed at the difference in the weather. My goodness. You know, these last few days have been more like a spring, fall type of feel. And so we went out yesterday. We ended up being in a park for a few hours. I really just went out to do some bike riding. And then it turned into, you know, walking. And then I started to jog. And, you know, we have an outdoor fitness center. And so we went over to, you know, the outdoor fitness center. And then I did some more walking and, you know, just ended up turning into a nice little, you know, morning at the park. And, you know, we came in and did some things and went back out in the early evening, but it was a beautiful, just a gorgeous day. Sunshine, I mean, even when we came back in the evening, it was still fairly nice out, okay? I go out this morning in a t-shirt and a hoodie, like a sweatshirt. I got outside and I was freezing. Oh my goodness, I couldn't believe the change. It was so windy and cold. And even now, it is still very windy, although the sun is shining and it is a beautiful day. It is like the difference between night and day. So I decided I wanted to come back in and kind of hang at home. There's so many things that I needed to complete. And, you know, I just figured it was the perfect day, perfect opportunity. It's also a good day to be having some hot chocolate. I don't have any. This is a day that I'm kind of cutting out the sugar, you know, and the sweets. So anyway, I am enjoying it nonetheless. And I'm sure you're probably experiencing the same, you know, weather patterns where you are. And I think we kind of know to expect this. So I don't think it takes us off guard as much. I had in mind, it was something that I wanted to mention and I couldn't remember if I talked about this on my previous podcast or not, but I have been paying attention, especially these last several months, and it just seems like there are sirens going off all day long, all night. Like I literally, now we live around the corner. We live near a major highway, a major roadway, and around the corner, just a few blocks up, we have a fire department. Directly behind the fire department is the police station. And then right next to the police station is a hospital. And so, you know, you'd expect that type of activity, you know, with these things in place in a neighborhood. But through the years, I'm telling you, it has not been like it is today. I've been noticing it all over the place. Sometimes I literally wake up to the sound of sirens and I can hear them. You know, we're a few blocks off of the highway. We're kind of like hidden almost. Most people don't even know, you know, where our townhouse community and stuff is, because it is, you turn off a street and you go up a road and you go to the inn and the homes are in the back. And most people say, oh, I never even knew that there were, you know, homes back here. But going off of that road, when we, you know, make a right, we're going onto a major highway and there is a lot of traffic in every direction. But I'm noticing more and more, you know, I wake up and sometimes I'll even write in my journal, you know, sirens this morning. At 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm hearing them and I hear them in a distance as they're traveling. And it seems like 5, 10 minutes nonstop, I'm hearing these sirens. And guess what? I was about to sign on, I say about an hour ago, and I started writing some things down. Had to get my calendar. I was updating some things. And just about 10 minutes ago, before I came in this studio closet to record, there were sirens going off. And that's what made me remember that I wanted to mention it. And it's interesting because I travel a lot. I'm on the road all week long, and I'm not just here in Virginia. I'm in Maryland sometimes, in D.C., and I go deeper places. Like last week, we were further down in Virginia. I mean, I'm all over the place, and I'm noticing more and more that there are ambulances and fire trucks coming in, you know, traffic. And I mean, it is, I don't know if anybody else is paying attention. And I know, you know, it keeps me cognizant, or I can just say aware. I've always liked that word, cognizant. But it keeps me aware that although things are going good, and I thank God for that, things are well, it's not that everything is perfect and peachy and creamy and dreamy, but things are really going well, and I'm grateful for that. But it also keeps me aware of the times that we are living in. We are living in the last days. And I know no one really likes to think about it. I mean, come on. There's so much going on in the world, and the Bible talks about it. The Gospels, Jesus talks about it a lot in Matthew, and we have the entire book of Revelation, which is a book of revealing the end times, the prophecies. It's all here. And we're right in the middle of it somewhere. We are right in the middle of it. And so, you know, I make it a point, especially at this time in my life, you know, I thank God for the times that I've had. It's been a lot. It's been a journey. We're all on a journey. And I've seen, as the song says, everybody sang this song in church, including me. Even a few years ago, I was asked to sing, and I sang I Won't Complain a few years ago at a ministry deep down in Virginia, way down near Virginia Beach. But anyway, everybody has a rendition of this traditional hymn, and I've loved it ever since I was a little girl. Sang it many times. We sang it on, you know, various choirs, and those words are just so true of life. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. Who can't relate to that? We are living in the midst of, you know, pandemics, and there's war around us, or should I say wars around us. There's just so much. And I don't know about you, but I didn't even expect or anticipate what these times would be like. You know, it just seems like we just take one day at a time because that's all you can do. But then to look back in hindsight, I didn't exactly see things going this way. And I remind myself daily, listen, none of us, I don't even care about all of the people out here predicting what is going to take place. There are people that have predicted the last day, when the earth is going to end, and all of this kind of stuff. We have all kinds of prophecies, but the Bible I read says the Father, Jesus told the disciples, hey, the Father has all of that under his own authority. He knows the times. Only God really knows the time. Jesus said he knows when he's ready. And so we just have to stand, and we just have to be ready. And so that's what I'm doing daily in my life. You know, I can't worry. I don't know about you, but I'm not even fearful about it, because I thank God that I had that foundation at a young age. And I know who controls the future. I know the Bible says in Isaiah that he has me etched in the palm of his hands. I read these scriptures more and more these days. It even made me think about, I was talking to my my childhood pastor, Bishop Faust, a few nights ago, and he was asking me, he said, what's your aunt's name that used to come and sing? My aunt Alicia, and she used to sing, oh my goodness, she had such a beautiful voice. And you know, she would sing sometimes when she would come visit the church. And one of the songs that she used to sing was The High Place. I forget the lady's name, was Sarah something. She would sing, you know, The High Place, I'll Bring Down. But one of her favorite songs to sing, she would sing Because He Lives. And I never forgot those words. I've heard it. I've sang it. I've seen it in the hymnals. But very resonant in my mind is Aunt Alicia singing that song, and those words still stand today. You know, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, it's talking about Jesus, all of my fear is gone, because I know who holds the future. and life is worth the living just because he lives. And listen, I don't know about you, but that's my conviction today. And I rest in that. And so I wake up, I get up early in the morning. I'm on my own schedule. I get up early in the morning, and many times I cannot go back to sleep. I started my gratitude journal over again several weeks ago, and I've been very consistent in getting up in the mornings and writing out the things that I'm grateful for. And I get up and I update my calendars, and I have an assignment book for my son, my homeschool student, and I have our, you know, our days and our activities planned out. And there are things that I have to do. And, you know, I mentioned before that I'm still taking online courses, and right now I'm taking a pretty heavy course. It's Introduction to Management Information Systems, and is dealing all with, you know, computers and technology and data and hardware and software. And I was just really interested in it. And so I decided to take it, and I'm in like week three, and it's just a lot of work. And I noticed a few weeks ago that I was kind of being lapsed in, you know, my studies, because I'm studying so much other stuff and I'm listening to stuff and I have all these books aside to read. In fact, I'm talking about my pastor. I just purchased some of his books. He's written a lot of books on spiritual alignment, and one of his books is Shepherds Without a Staff. So he writes, you know, books for ministry and things like that. And he asked me the other day, he was like, so have you read anything? I said, look, I can't get into these books until I finish with the books that I have. And I want to read them, you know, when I really have time, because right now I'm skimming through and I'm reading here and there. And then I have all this, you know, textbook stuff to read for this class. So I'm going to get to it. I may even pick one of them up today. I'm really interested in spiritual alignment. And so It's been a lot going on, but all in all, I can say, as the other hymn that I used to love so much coming up, it is well. See, I'm very confident, and I'm very convinced that through it all, God knows. He knows everything, nothing. My grandmom used to tell me, my grams, Mary, she used to say, nothing takes God by surprise, nothing. She also used to tell me all the time, time waits for no man, baby. It just keeps marching on, and you have to do the same. Boy, that woman was filled with so much wisdom and so much knowledge and understanding. I'm so grateful to have grown up under a grandmother like Mary Alice Harris. She instilled so much in me, and I know to this day a lot of what's in me is because of that mantle and what she put in me. All of the talks that we had, all of the prayers that she prayed, I was just, you know, recounting some of the various stories and things like that. I've been in conversation, and it seems like I'm always talking about her. I probably talk about her more than any other loved one that, you know, has left us. I love them all. I miss them all. My mother, my brother, my aunts. I was so close to and loved my Aunt Donna so much. I love my grandmother. That is a love that I couldn't even begin to put in words because of the kind of woman that she was. And she was not all of her life. She even told me stories, you know, growing up, and, you know, how she would hang out with her friends and go dancing. And she even told me she smoked cigarettes for a time. I couldn't believe any of that, because growing up, all I knew was this godly grandma who carried her Bible everywhere, who watched Christian television, who listened to Christian radio through the night, who kept her Bibles on her nightstand. I mean, I never, ever even witnessed my grandmother read another book or a magazine. All I've ever known her to read was the Bible. And when she prayed, or when she spoke so much wisdom, because it was from God's word, and nothing really made her worry. There was an incident where, you know, my oldest son had a seizure,
in church one Sunday. And she told me that was the only time that she ever worried, because she walked over as she was praying. And she said, I saw his face changing colors. And ironically, the same pastor, Bishop Faust, was there praying over and laying hands on my son at that age. And I thank God he's still alive today. So, you know, through all of the experiences, God has certainly kept me. He certainly kept my family. He certainly, even now today, I realize and I often pray it, because although my grandmother is gone, she's been gone since 1998, and I really didn't even intend to talk about her on this episode, but that's just what's in my heart this morning, thinking about all of the things that she shared with me. And she would often tell me, my prayer baby is not one of mine will be lost. She prayed for her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. She spoke those words with power. She would tell me, I'm standing on this scripture and I'm standing on this verse. And for many years, one of the scriptures that we read in family devotion this morning was Psalm 91. I've been standing on that psalm for years over my children and now my grandchildren. I'm confident that the Lord has kept us no matter what. I don't care where we've been or what we've been through. And just to look up and see, even in this time, through all of the loss, all of the hurts, all of the heartaches, all of the griefs, my God, I have grieved. My family has grieved. And on the other side of that pain is the victory that God promised. I try to make people aware. We have an enemy. I made peace. I'm not going to get into the situation, but there is someone in my life. I've been struggling with a situation for quite some time. It's been years, and I've been on a roller coaster, a merry-go-round, and it has not really been an amusement park adventure with this person in my life. And I had been letting things get to me, and I had been holding some things and harboring some things, and it seemed like I get through some things and everything would be good, and something else would pop up, or they come along, they do something else, and this thing was really getting to me. And I had to sit down, and I did some reflecting, and I did some writing. I even typed some things out one day on my laptop. I was kind of releasing some things, and I was saying, you know, God, I am not going to allow the enemy to use this against me anymore. I am not going to allow the enemy to keep this stronghold in my life. I'm ready to let this go. And I said, you know, I've done all kind of things to try to move past it and try to deal with this person without feeling these feelings. I mean, come on, y'all. I'm not by myself. It is not always easy to forgive, especially those that are close to us, especially people that have hurt you. And the icing, the tip of the iceberg. Anyway, however you want to say it, the thing that really burns me up is that the person lies about stuff that they've done. And they come in my presence and they act like they haven't done anything. And they act like I don't have a reason to be upset. Every single situation is something that they just want to gloss over. And they keep saying things like, come on, why don't we just do this? Or why you can't just forget this? Or why you can't just let it go? No, this is the... And I'm like, huh? You haven't even apologized. And when you do, you're not even sincere in that, because you continue to do stuff. And it's always revealed and it's always exposed. My grams used to say, what's done in darkness always comes to light. And so then I have the challenge of forgiving and moving on. And it's not always easy to do, but I noticed lately that thing has lifted off of me, because I've really made some decisions and I've really been doing some conscious work, because there are just some things I made up in my mind I don't want in my life anymore. And so I've been flying a little freer. I've been moving lighter. I saw the individual on yesterday and I noticed, those feelings didn't crop up. Some things was that I stayed cool. I didn't get upset about anything. There was no argument, no disagreement, nothing. And I plan to keep it that way because you know what I've realized, y'all? Life, people say life is too short. And then people, you know, people disagree about everything. I've read one person said, life is about the longest thing you can have. There are 365 days a year, and then you multiply that by how long you've lived. So life can be very long. For some people, it has been short. For my brother, he was killed at 19. I don't think his life was very long. My mother died at 41, just about to turn 42. She didn't live a very, very long life. My grams died at 75, and I can go on and on and on. Here I am, 51. The Lord says the same. January, I will see 52. I think I've been here a nice while. But what I have come to discover is that life is fragile. It's you can be here today and gone tomorrow. And there are many people around us who were around us that are no longer here. And so my attitude and my disposition for several years has been, I don't have time for it. I don't have time for people in the games. I don't have time for this. I don't have time to deal with this. I'm not doing that. I'm living life. I did a podcast episode a few episodes back, or even the last one, I think it was Life on My Terms. I'm living for him, but I'm living life on my terms. There is nobody dictating my life. There's nobody telling me what I have to do, what I cannot do, what I can do or what I can't do with my child, what I can do with my life. I do not belong to anybody but him. And I'm rejoicing each and every day because not only am I still here, not only am I still standing through all of the seasons, through all of the changes, through the changing times, but I'm blessed. I even see a lot of my grandmother's words coming to pass, things that she spoke to me. I'm seeing my children blessed, all of those years of laboring, of raising them, all of the sacrifices, all of the nights I laid out on the floor, all of the tears that I cried, all of the hurt. Some people say the hatred, the pain, the disappointments of life. Through it all, I'm still standing and my children are still standing and we are blessed. How can I not be grateful for that? So I'm not going to allow anything or anyone to stop my rhythm or stop my flow. And I hope that you feel the same way. Whatever is going on in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, I hope and pray that you know that Jesus is the answer to it all. I'm so grateful, especially to the woman that was in my life, definitely my mother who gave birth to me, but my grandmother, Mary Alice Harris, who left here in 1998, she instilled and put so much in me. And to this day, she told me, God has not brought you this far to leave you. And guess what? He has not. And I'm so grateful, according to his word that says he will never leave nor forsake us. He has not left me. And if you belong to him, let me help you understand that it's the same for you. And guess what? If you don't belong to him, there's a promise for you as well. The Bible says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. His sun rises and sets on the good as well as the evil. So he is a gracious and merciful God. And I'm going to end here by just saying, I hope that you enjoy this Sunday, whatever you do, and you be blessed.